At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Hey, if you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com. You wanna be down with the kids?
Welcome to The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, featuring John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
I love being around them.
Get involved by phone at 713-780-3776. Now coming to you live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, the kings of Houston sports radio, John and Lance.
Good Wednesday morning, everybody. John and Lance, along with RJ, here with you for the next 3 hours on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Where were you when the Astros got their hits last night?
In my bed. That's just where I like to watch my game.
You watched that whole game in your bed?
Yeah. What do you want me to do? It didn't last a long time. Well, and my daughter came in and said, "I don't like the new rules that makes the game so fast." I'm like, "Well, what about today?"
Yeah. No. We wanted to get this one over with. The only time that you really had to watch the game was when Yiner Diaz was up.
Yeah. Other than that, you could watch the umpires squeeze the zone.
He did. I mean, that was awful. I mean, did you, when Hunter Brown was leaving the mound, he's like, that's terrible. That's terrible.
The zone was really bad.
It was really bad. Dude missed so many calls last night. That was awful. Oh, he squeezed Hunter tight. Hunter had a 3-0 count against one guy that should have been 1-2.
Then he squeezed Blanco. He's just squeezed the Astros in general.
Yeah. No, it seemed like he was awful. He was really awful. Anyway, the Astros lose. If you don't get any hits, you're not gonna do anything. You can't. I mean, Yiner Diaz was the only guy in the lineup. Yordan had a hit. That was it. A double for Yordan and a double for Diaz, and then a single for Diaz, and that's it. The whole night, just terrible, just awful. This is going to happen. What? So Michael Brantley had 3 hits last night.
Yep.
JJ Manachevich had 8 RBIs. He was up. He knocked in Brantley 4 times. So Brantley got a lot of running in yesterday. And Brantley looks like he's on his way back. What about Jose Altuve? A little update from Dusty about Jose Altuve and how stuff is going for him.
Well, doctor said that he's, said he's doing good. He's doing very well. And he took ground balls, which is a big plus. And then the next steps is just to see how he feels and try to keep him on schedule.
So, can he come back tomorrow? Because that would be great. Is he available tomorrow?
It didn't sound like that.
Dusty, is he available?
It's kind of premature. We're just happy that the fact that he was cleared to do what he's doing. Before we worry about the next step, we gotta take each step at a time, and each hurdle, presents its own, bit of problems.
Yeah. So, we're gonna respect the process. All right, whatever. Get him back in there, will you? And there's no guarantee he's going to hit either. But Dubon went 0-for-4 after he ripped the Giants organization last night. So that was the night before, rather.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was, here, Dubon. How's this? Here's why we let you go. Here's why you didn't play much for us.
Yeah, he went meekly into that good night.
Yep. Everybody did, though. That was I tell you, this kid, Di Sclafani, who it sounds like he's one of my people.
But he's not.
What do you mean he's not? It says, yeah, here's his card. He is, right now, he is 6'2", 195 pounds.
And his name is Anthony, too.
Anthony DeSclafani. Okay, you tell me he's not one of my people?
Oh, he's from New Jersey. He's
yours. He's from. Yeah, he's absolutely from my, one of my people.
He's from New Jersey.
He doesn't look it, though. He's got like a reddish beard.
I know.
You know, somewhere, some Italians do have red. They got some red.
No, that's true.
Yeah,
that's
I got a cousin. As a matter of fact, Tony and Cammy's brother, their youngest brother, Joey, is he's got red hair.
Yeah, that's a recessive gene. Yeah, you just, you know, we learned about that.
Yeah.
No, but
I mean, it's not something anybody's proud of, but
okay. DeSclafani is... If that's his name.
If that is your name.
Your real name. He's got a whip this year of .82.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
Like, he's really good.
He's really been really good.
Right now, he's the front runner for Cy Young.
No, he's...
He's 3-1 with a .213 and a .82 whip.
You know who was...
Those numbers could win Cy Young.
Actually, did you see the numbers on Hunter Brown in the month of April?
Hunter Brown has been real... He had one bad game.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the other day he had a bad... two starts ago, he had a bad... He had a bad beginning, and then he smoothed it out by the time he was gone.
Yeah.
That's when I was out of town. And then yesterday was a good start. Yeah, Hunter's really locking in now.
The first run was the base knock that was just – it was a blooper. So, but the second one, he had a couple of hard hits against him, a couple of doubled. So, Hunter was not himself. He said he didn't have his location. He wasn't great. I'm going to tell you this. I'm dependent on that dude. I like watching him pitch. I really like watching him pitch. It's very young Verlander-ish, the way he does throw. I mean, I think it's a little much to put on, a little bit of pressure to put on the kid, but he's so good. That is, and I'm just worried about as hard as he did. You see him, the first batter, he's humping it up at 97
miles an hour, giving him gas. he also has command of his pitches, too. Like, he has, one of the things that separates Justin Verlander is able to throw what he wants, where he wants it, a good percentage of the time. And I feel like Hunter Brown's starting to get to that same point where he can throw multiple pitches, where he's got pretty good command over multiple pitches. That's how you become an ace.
Yeah.
Like, when you have great stuff, that's great. But if you're wild, you know, you end up getting in trouble. Hunter Brown can, and it's one thing to, you know, have great stuff but only have a couple pitches. Hunter Brown's got multiple pitches that he can locate. And when he's on doing that, that's when he looks like he's got a chance to be an ace. Hunter Brown absolutely has a chance to be a one or a two. Without question,
yep.
He has a chance to be a one or a two. Maybe as soon as next year.
We'll see.
Deep team, but
right.
Hopefully he's just one of the top three next year.
Absolutely.
And that is that. You know, the Astros have been fortunate to play 18 of 30 games at home this year. They're 16-14 right now. Certainly not
to play there, but they're not very good at home.
Well, that's the point I was going to make.
Yeah.
You know, usually when you get 18 of your first 30 at home, you want to make some hay. You know what their record is at home?
8-10.
Yeah. No good.
No. No, for whatever reason, they're better on the road than they are. I mean, they're road dogs. They've been road dogs, though. This team has, I don't know, it just seems when their back's against the wall, when people are all over them, the biggest boos and the toughest games, Yankee Stadium on the road, they just come up biggest. This team needs, after six unbelievable years, I could see where this team needs that kind of motivation. They just don't play well. Look at when they went to Atlanta, when they went to Tampa, when those two teams were considered the best. They just slapped them around, came up with big hit after big hit, pitching performances unbelievable. And then they get back here for the Giants, and they're like, meh, the Giants are meh.
You got a meh game today at 1 o'clock.
1:10.
Yeah. So 1:10, you've got Fromber on the mound. And then you're in
against Logan Webb, who's pretty
against
good.
Logan Webb. So you're going to, that's going to be another one. But you got three games in Seattle after that, three in Los Angeles, and then you swing all the way. You have one day off when you take off back to Chicago. So you've got coming up, you've got a 9-game road trip, and we'll see what happens. We'll see how much they like playing on the road. I mean, this is you got Seattle, who we really want to keep an eye on. You've got the Angels, who are better, and then you've got the Cubs. But
that's good. You need nine on the road. Because
I guess you do. I guess you need nine on the road. You're going to get it. It's not a full-blown West Coast trip because you come back into the Midwest and play the you play the White Sox, and then you come back and play the Cubs at home.
Yeah.
Which is, what are we doing here?
We're just. It's
can't
gonna
you
be,
have a Chicago, Chicago road
week.
Trip?
It's going to be Chicago week.
Well, can't you have a Chicago road trip?
I know, right?
Wouldn't that have been better?
Well, you'd think.
Stay there the whole time.
Well, no, but the Cubs are coming dangerous? Here instead of going.
Can they not let a team stay in Chicago that long because it's too dangerous?
No, it is dangerous. No. Did you like see that's... that? See the video of the kids with the guns in Chicago?
I didn't say go to an elementary school where a bunch of kids are packing.
Packing suitcases full of.
Literally, kids had tucked in there. It was a high school. They had tucked into their belts AK-47.
Automatic weapons.
Like, what? Oh, my gosh.
No. 13-year-olds. Yeah, yeah. But how about this? How about the way you start the road trip? First guy, Castillo. How's that? How's that going to taste?
Probably not great.
No.
It's going to taste like a low-scoring game is what it's going to taste like.
And then your second game in L.A., Ohtani. How's that? How's that going to taste? Huh? And then Dylan Cease in the second game in Chicago. That's going to be fun. Let's go. Let's go. After Logan Webb today. Well, this is going to be an interesting.
Well, they do have Garcia on the. They have Garcia listed.
Yeah, I know they got Garcia listed. I'm not sure about all that, to tell you the truth. Urquidy said, what, 10 days? Urquidy said he's going to be gone for 10 days, so he'll be back. His shoulder apparently it's nice, and he's going to be back, but they're not going to rush it back.
So in Seattle, you face Castillo in game one with Christian Javier, which has a chance that over-under should be about 5.5. Then you've got two games where you don't even know who your starters are.
Yeah.
Urquidy and Garcia. No idea who they're pitching.
And then you got Brown, Valdez, and Javier.
Brown, Valdez, Javier.
Blank.
Blank, Garcia, who's a blank. So yeah. I guess you can plug in Belak somewhere over there.
Oh, no, Belak will be plugged in. We'll see who the other guy is. They got to bring up somebody. I mean, what did you think of Matt Gage yesterday?
What do you mean, what I think of him?
I mean, he came in, and it's so weird watching Astros have a lefty.
I know. He was fine.
He was all right. Yeah. I mean.
You mean it's get going and getting some innings for you?
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever.
I mean.
Throw him out there.
Well, finally they got a lefty.
I think of Matt Gage, same as I think of, you know, Seth Martinez.
Blake Taylor.
An arm. Yeah, Blake Taylor.
Yeah. Remember him?
What happened to Blake Taylor?
He got hurt.
Blake Taylor just got hurt and he disappeared. Like
he was pretty good for a while. He was all right for a while. 7-Eleven, ESPN 97. Oh, it's a let him cook day today. That's right. It's let him cook day today all day.
It's Wednesday.
It's all cook day. Yeah.
Yeah. So you can cook whenever you want. You just need to let RJ know, which is what Roger did.
Yeah. He wants to. If you need to cook today.
You got something where you want to cook.
Yeah. It's let him cook day.
I'm going to cook. When we come back, I'm going to start the cooking
process off.
Yeah. I want to cook. I got something hot to.
All right. You and Roger are going to cook when we come back on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. You two cooking together. That's nice. In the kitchen together, making something. Yeah. Yeah. What are you wearing?
Is this a segue? I'm trying to think.
No.
That could be Texas Custom Patios. I'm wearing
No, I just wondered what you two are wearing while you're cooking in the kitchen. That's all.
I'm just going to wear a chef's hat.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, and a chef's apron. And I just want people to say, yes, chef,
just
when I talk
chef,
to them.
Just the chef's apron?
No, I'm going to have
clothes. Oh, you're going to have clothes on under it? Oh, okay.
And when I tell you what to do, you say, yes, chef.
Yes, chef.
Yes, chef. And don't say
that's
we.
That's how you do it.
Yeah, we chef is supposedly.
Like
I mean,
the bear.
It's French, but
like
yeah, just like the bear.
Yeah.
Isn't the bear great?
The bear's awesome. That's my people.
Now, that one scene. There's an episode of The Bear that's the most intense episode of television I think I've ever seen. It's the one before last where they're in the kitchen and everyone's shouting.
Yeah.
And it's like, and all the orders are coming in
because she screwed up. Yeah.
And all the to-go orders are coming in all at once. And it's like, oh, my God.
Oh, that was the worst.
Because I saw different chefs like Patrick Feegis from Feegis Barbecue. I talked to LaShane about it. They're all like. It all brings back memories.
Yeah,
it's very realistic.
Yeah, real realistic. All right, time to talk about the Morley Law Firm, and then we're going to cook. Morley is the way that you go if you've got any issues whatsoever. And I've talked about this. It doesn't really matter what your issue is. As a matter of fact, I've used them, and you know I think they came through because I got out of the blue. I got an email from the insurance company. The Morley Law Firm came through for me. I just sent him. I said, hey, you know, I got an issue with an insurance company. No problem. We'll take care of that. Boom. And the insurance company, all of a sudden,
they don't sound like that, right? They don't go, hey, no problem. We'll take care of that.
No.
They don't need a.
They didn't.
It doesn't
do that,
sound
no.
like that, does it?
But it
no,
is.
No problem.
No. Don't worry. No, I got this. No, I got it. No worries. And you know what? Sure enough, he said. And then I said, "You take care of that thing." And he said, "They said, yeah, I took care of that thing." And sure enough, the insurance company emails me, and bing, 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 I'm getting my money, and it's because of the Morley Law Firm. Look, that's what you need. You don't have a lawyer on retainer. You got the Morley Law Firm. They're going to be here for you. It doesn't matter. What I need you to do right now is make the call, Morley Law, 713-839-9955, 713-839-9955. You're looking for the best way to take care of whatever criminal issue you have or a civil issue you have, insurance company, doctor issue, you get an accident issue, whatever issue. And there's an issue if you need a lawyer, so make the call, Morley Law, 713-839-9955 or Morley, M-O-R-L-E-Y, law.com.
ESPN. 97.5. You're listening to Houston's longest running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, it's 7:18, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. We're going to cook today. So if you need to cook, 713-780-3776, whatever it is that you need to cook over. Let's see if Roger can start it off. See if Roger, how his cooking. Hey, Chef Roger, let's go.
I'm in the pantry, got my Darth Vader apron on, ready to cook, man. So we're going to go and get rid of one bad purchase. We're going to get rid of a sour lemon in the Jose Abreu on the trade deadline. Oh, Dana Brown, the reason why Dusty has Abreu in there and doesn't arrest him is because he wants to make sure Dana Brown is damn sure of know what the mistake he made. So he's going to get on the phone around the trade deadline or in that area. He's going to call up the Marlins. He's going to get Yuli back over here. He's going to try to find a trade partner that accept that horrible contract. We're probably going to have to eat it all, most of it anyway. And then get Yuli back in the lineup and get rid of that open shirt, no undershirt wearing, freaking Brillo pad under his shin having Jose Abreu. That's just what I got.
That's it. My cook. Unfortunate. One thing
I
about
said, let him.
Yeah, he did cook on Abreu.
He did cook on Abreu, but he also cooked on Dana Brown, and this ain't on Dana Brown. Dana Brown didn't sign him to that deal. That wasn't a Dana Brown deal.
That was Jeff Bagwell's contract.
It was, actually. Bagwell flew to Miami. This was before Dana Brown was hired, so we can't put that on Dana Brown. Dana's like, hey, I'm standing over here, nothing.
Yeah.
I'm getting cooked at? No.
I mean, an older player with a longer contract than Yuli, who had already had declining stats last year.
Yeah.
And my guess is the bat speed, probably, if they have metrics for that, probably were down.
That was
last year
one of
too.
The first stories was how his bat speed and his exit velo was all down.
I mean, it's just such a no Jeff Leno move or even James Click move.
Yeah.
I mean, the idea that we got to get more baseball people with baseball eyes in here, people who know the game. People who can find diamonds in the rough like a Jose Abreu, sign them to longer deals than we should. Get away from what you do best. Give Montero a long-term deal. Give Abreu a long-term deal. That's what the baseball people say. Just keep getting the numbers nerds in here because they're doing a good job. That's all I know.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to get in their way. Whatever they've been doing is good. I don't want to cook with the Jeff Bagwell 2000-era Astros. They don't cook. They don't. It was bad contract time. It's Carlos Lee. It's just amazing that here's another Carlos Lee contract potentially where you just.
Oh, you wish it was Carlos Lee.
Oh, yeah. Carlos is way more.
Oh, my gosh.
Way more productive.
We wish he was Carlos Lee. Carlos Lee knocked in 100 runs a year.
But this is why you don't have somebody who doesn't even know how the Astro stuff runs. You don't have them doing it. They don't know. They don't know how to pull the. That wasn't. None of these were Astros moves. Now, I got to say, everyone got excited because it was the name Jose Abreu. So people were much more excited. I think everyone in this room was, oh, Jose Abreu.
Yeah.
But then, you know, when you dig into the numbers that he had as a White Sox last year, this wasn't the Jose Abreu from 2 years ago that we saw. This is last year's Jose Abreu, and he was already down. And then the three-year deal, and then, you know, the Astros said, we got to start trusting the people who have played baseball more. They're the ones who actually know what they're doing. Well, what about these four World Series appearances? I mean, shouldn't we also listen to that? Four World Series appearances in 6 years? No. Baseball people know what they're doing. They need to be the ones that – we've got too many numbers guys running around getting World Series appearances. This is getting old. Let's make it harder.
Well, it is.
It's a challenge now.
It is a little bit harder.
Let's work around a contract for an older player with a slowing bat.
Are you cooking right now?
Yeah, I'll cook right now. I was cooking, but I'll get a different cook. This is a hot take, and I don't think people are going to like it too much.
You ready?
You ready? I'll let
you. Let him cook!
The Lakers, the 2023 Lakers, are the 1995 Houston Rockets, coming from a later seed, walking through the West, and they're going to win the NBA title this year. The Lakers will win the title this year over James Harden. LeBron beats James Harden in a nightmare for the entire city of Houston, especially people who like Michael Jordan and who are from Chicago.
I said let him cook!
That's the dumbest cook I've ever heard.
Coming from nowhere, you got injured. There was injured Akeem Olajuwon.
Look who loves it.
Injured Anthony Davis. Injured Akeem Olajuwon.
At what point does Anthony Davis say, I'm not going to play anymore?
Older superstar.
I give him 2.5 more quarters before Anthony Davis is hurt again.
Older superstar who plays great in the playoffs. LeBron James. Akeem Olajuwon. The parallels are there. LeBron's going to win a title. He's going to win another title.
In no time, I'm telling you. I've given it under, over, and because he's already hit the over a number of consecutive quarters that he's played. Anthony Davis will not last. He will Chris Paul this thing in the next 2.5 quarters. Anthony Davis will be sitting down, and they'll be going, I wonder how Anthony Davis is
street clothes?
And whether or not he'll be back.
You think he's going street clothes?
You saw Jimmy Butler sitting in street clothes last night.
Street clothes?
Okay. Chris Paul, street clothes. Anthony Davis is a street clothes guy. He's not a uniform guy. He's a street clothes guy.
This is an injury-based league.
Oh, my gosh, is it ever.
Embiid, your MVP is out. Jimmy Butler's out. Did you see Zion's back?
Zion's back.
I was kidding, he's never back.
Chris, no.
Well, you have Paul Chris George. Chris Paul's hurt, Paul George.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, they're all the
top players.
Yeah, no. It's what they do. Are you kidding me? Yeah, Kawhi.
Jokic
bye
is out.
Kawhi. See you, Kawhi.
Jokic is out.
No, Jokic.
I'm kidding. Jokic never misses games.
No, but how about Jamal Murray is healthy? At any point, that could end, too.
I know.
At any point, that could end.
At any point, he's done, too.
Yep. So you're cooking. Guys, listen, you just made a grilled cheese sandwich. You didn't cook.
I cooked. That's what cooking is.
No.
Saying something that gets people what?
Well, yeah. No. Oh,
RJ, did I cook?
No, you didn't cook.
Listen how loud it is.
I said let him
RJ,
cook.
I cooked just now. I didn't say I liked what I cooked, but I cooked.
You made goulash.
I cooked.
Stop making goulash when you could be making a nice ribeye. Okay, stop already.
I cooked. That's all I can tell you.
Jack wants to cook. Let's get Jack in here to cook. Hey, Jack.
Let him cook now.
Mauricio Dubon, 2023 MVP of the World Series. Little man's lost his job. Time to trade him. We need a first baseman or a starting pitcher. Let's go.
I said
he's a little man.
Okay. He wants to trade Altuve? Is that what he said?
He said little man. Little man. You heard him. You know who little man is.
I know who little person is. Don't be blaspheming in this city with that kind of talk.
Trading Altuve. We're not listening to that.
We're not listening to that. That's our guy.
He cooked, though. I mean, that was a...
He cooked. No. Claiming Dubon's going to be the World Series MVP?
No, that's cooking.
That's cooking.
What are we doing with Gilbert?
Gilbert is here right now, as a matter of fact.
Does Gilbert want to cook?
I don't know. Right. Hey, Gilbert, did
Let's
you hear?
Let's put it up. Let's go. Let's All see. Right, Gilbert, cook. What are you cooking? Give us your give us your hottest take.
I want to cook I want the Texans to be Super Bowl champion by 2026.
There it is.
Oh! Let him cook.
He just cooked. No, that's a let him cook.
Yeah.
2026. 2026 Super Bowl MVP.
Let him cook now.
Super Bowl.
I said let him cook.
Gilbert just cooked. Thank you, Chef Gilbert.
Oh, by the way, Lance, did you get my mug?
Yeah, did you get the mug, Lance?
No, they don't. They do not have mugs.
They had mugs. I saw Cynthia Freeland with a mug.
We did on the set. Yeah, you did have water. Yeah. But no, those are props for the set. We were able to drink our water in there instead of having a water bottle.
You could have stolen one for Gilbert.
No, I do not want to get involved in theft, Gilbert. Those are just props. I'm not allowed to take a prop.
Gilbert, they had them in the shop right there.
You think Gilbert would like Cynthia Freeland?
Oh, my gosh. Would he ever?
I think so. Yeah.
You get one next time, Lance?
What do you say?
What'd you say, Gilbert?
You get one next time, you go back
next
to the
Next time.
NFL,
yes.
I mean, I guess I'll push it off a year. That's fine. Yeah. I'll look into it next year.
No, just get it.
But I only go next. So
when you go, think of Gilbert when you're on the road.
So, yeah, and I'm not going back there for a long time, so you don't have to ask leading up to it. We'll get into it next April.
Why so long anyway, you know? Yeah,
because the draft it's only one time a year.
Yeah, but you could have got it this year. I'm very disappointed.
I definitely couldn't even
think about Gilbert.
No, I definitely
couldn't. You're
pretty
selfish, aren't
I
you?
Definitely couldn't have. Those are props for on the set. You cannot use them. And they've been used by multiple people.
Yeah, I found that one yesterday, you know.
Yeah. Well, I caught him one. I caught him.
You got him a what?
I caught him the program. You could have gone to the shop, to the NFL store right there.
They don't have a shop around there. It's not just a store.
Yeah.
I know you think the NFL shop just, hey, look where it is. It's right here at NFL Network.
Yeah.
That's not where NFL shop is. It's probably a giant warehouse.
Okay. Listen, Gilbert, I'm a little disgusted with him. Next time he goes, though, he says he's going to get it for you, okay?
Okay, one more thing.
Yeah.
I saw Lance on TV yesterday, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, on NFL. Yeah, I was on NFL Now yesterday.
What'd you think?
You see, I did my show outdoors on my...
It was pretty good.
It was pretty good.
I did it on my patio with my kitchen in the background.
One thing I don't understand. One time I turned to NFL Network and said, you don't do the NFL Network no more on Comcast, you know, they took it off the air, you know.
They took
it back on there.
I thought you were getting it back.
About that?
Yeah, the NFL Network was off Comcast?
Yeah.
But it's back on
now.
Well,
it's an Infinity, right? Xfinity, I think.
Xfinity
is
back,
yeah.
We're going to have it back. Yeah, it's
yeah, but you obviously,
you, heard,
you,
Gilbert,
you saw me, Gilbert, so you must have been watching NFL Network on your cable.
Yeah, it took it off the air and it got back on anyway.
Yeah, it came back.
Yeah.
Came back on.
See, you're welcome. Yeah. I worked on that for you. You know what? As a matter of fact, I did. That's something I had worked on for you, so we're even on the mug thing now.
No.
I got NFL Network back for you.
No, you did nothing. You
yes,
did
I did.
Nothing, nothing,
we're
nothing.
We're even Steven now.
All right.
Let's call it even.
You're the worst. Gilbert asked for one thing in his life.
And I gave him a whole network.
Listen.
Back on
his
TV.
He asked for one thing, and you can't even do that. Okay? That's disgusting. I'm so disgusted right now.
Asked for one thing.
That's today. He only asked for that one thing. He asked for multiple things that day. It's time for you to talk about Mr. Daspit.
Yeah, John Daspit, the Daspit Law Firm. John stays very, very busy, and his whole firm does because people trust him, and they take on different types of cases. He's got a lot of different lawyers who work for him, and somewhere between 60 and 70 lawyers, and he's got 10 different offices in cities around the state of Texas. So if you know somebody in another spot in Texas, San Antonio, Austin, Dallas, whatever, odds are John Daspit is in that city and can take care of them as well. For people who have been injured, you need someone to step up for you and look out for you, because the first thing you're going to get is a settlement offer from the insurance company. And if you don't know what your expenses are going to be, that's why they want to get it to you quickly. They'll calculate it. They give you the lowest amount possible. They don't incorporate any pain and suffering, no matter how badly you've been hurt or how long this is going to last, even if it lasts you for the rest of your life. They want to hit you with the number and get you to say yes, and then boom, they're done. And they realize they've saved a lot of money. And Unfortunately, they do this with a high percentage of people, but the people who have John Daspit on their side, they don't get away with that. John Daspit and his law firm will look out for you. They'll look out for you across the board on all of your expenses, on any work missed, on any pain and suffering, and they'll make sure that you are taken care of because of the problem, you know, because someone else was not was irresponsible and you were hurt through their negligence. They're going to make sure that you're taken care of. John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm, they're easy to get a hold of. 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW, or just go to the website and get more information and sign up for a free consultation at DaspitLaw.com.
We'll take a short break. Stay tuned for more John and Lance on ESPN 97.5.
This is Brent Musburger, and you're listening to The Bench with John and Lance on 97.5 and 92.5 FM in Houston.
Shouldn't a Brent Musburger talk about us? What?
He should have said, you're listening live.
You're listening live.
You are looking live. And then he's famous for what? What call did he have that he became famous for? Do you know?
What?
That he went viral for?
It became a viral. Oh, yeah. What's his name's wife? His girlfriend.
Well, no, that's right. I should have been more specific because you're right. Also, A.J. McCarron?
A.J. McCarron's girl,
A.J. McCarron's wife, Catherine Rose Webb.
Yeah.
And then who's the other one? There's one before that in the 90s that he became famous for, and she actually...
The guy is drunk!
No. It's Kevin Harlan.
Oh, yeah.
Jen Sturger?
Oh, yeah.
As the FSU girl, and then, of course, she became more... famous.
Yes, right.
Brett Favre sent stuff to her, and she did some sports stuff. But, yeah, Jen Sturger was wearing her FSU stuff, her and another girl. And Brent never passed on a chance to mention a pretty girl on the broadcast.
Yeah. No, absolutely. I think Catherine Webb was the most famous of them, though.
Probably, but I don't know. Jen Sturger was...
People were uncomfortable how he was talking.
Oh, well, yeah. No, he went a little...
He went a little deep.
Yeah.
So I'm looking at the most underrated or the best value picks from the draft. I remember you tweeted when the Bears took Tyler Scott that you loved that pick.
Oh, man.
Why?
I love Tyler Scott. Just because, and by the way, before we get started on this, I have to say this. What John might be doing is I was warned yesterday by Uncle Freddie that they were playing in a card game, and there was a comment that John and Mr. Granato had some Coors Lights. And
Monday night.
This is Monday night. And the question was, are you going to be able to do the show tomorrow? And he just said, I'll just ask Lance about the Bengals draft and just let him just go. And every break, I'll just ask about a new team. So this feels like what John's doing right now. Well, tell me about this Tyler Scott guy.
And then I lay down.
Pass out.
Whether
you really want to know or not.
You didn't even know yesterday that I had been Coors Lighted Up.
I didn't know that you were trying to get me to talk about the entire team. I didn't. Well, there
Coors,
were signs.
Is it Coors Lit Up? No, Coors Lighted Up. Yeah, I don't know.
I think you should call it Coors Lit. When you have...
Well, Coors Lit.
Yeah. What are you?
I'm Coors Lit. I'm Coors Lit
right now. I think that's the... But, yeah, so Tyler Scott
I remember
is
you
actually,
tweeted out. I was like, and I was wondering, what about Tyler Scott did you really
– Well, so he is – Cincinnati's been cranking out talent. Man, they've been cranking out some serious talent at Cincinnati. So we'll see if they can keep that going now that Luke Fickell's not there. But they had – I thought he should have been the first wide receiver. Instead of Trey Tucker, I thought it should have been Tyler Scott, first wide receiver drafted from Cincinnati. He's a former running back who's been playing wide receiver for 2 years. So he's got great run after catch vision and, you know, toughness.
He could be a Debo type guy, huh?
Yeah, he's just lighter. He's a lot lighter. Debo's in the 200 and something. Tyler Scott's like 189. So they're about 30. There's about 30-pound difference. But he's got really good speed. He was a track guy, so he can get down the field. He can fly. He can attack the field all three levels. He can catch it short and run. I just think he is a guy that you watch him, and you know how long he's played. He's only played receiver for 2 years, and you see how good he's starting to get. he's probably going to keep getting a lot better. So I thought he was like a second or third round pick. I was really shocked that he went, what, fifth?
Fourth round.
133. I was shocked he went that far, that deep.
They also got Roschon Johnson, which is an interesting
thing. And what round did he go for?
Fourth, 115th.
So it's funny. I was told, there were two players who are more media creations. When I say media creations, they're draft slotting. One was Roschon Johnson because he'd get like his name kept getting like really hot. You know, he could end up being the third running back off the board, stuff like that. And then when I was trying to figure out where guys would get drafted, I was going down running backs, and with two different teams I talked to, I said Roschon Johnson. I said like third. And they go no, fourth or fifth. Like I don't know what this media stuff is with him. And another team said fifth, so he actually went a little earlier than they thought at fourth. And the other guy was actually Antonio Johnson, who did fall. And I thought Antonio Johnson, the talk had been second round on Antonio Johnson. And just three different teams all said, no way. Like, that's when I knew, I think I might have him too high. They're like, no way. He's day three. That's just... that's a draft media thing. That's not where anyone's going to have him. That's not his tape. I'm like, oh yeah, those idiots.
Better change this right away.
Can't believe they didn't see that. Those dummies. Hold on a second. Let me.
Well,
do
what
something.
Did you see in him that you?
Hold on, I'm doing something. Well, he's very physical. He's a big hitter, but he's a little limited. And so the problem that teams have with him is he's kind of limited. He needs to play more around the box. And if you can't cover right now, if you're not a really good cover safety, you really lose value in today's football. Really lose value. So that's one of the biggest problems is I like him for what he is, but NFL teams now have basically diminished cover safeties. They've diminished running backs. They've diminished cover safeties. They've upped the value of tight ends. Like it's every few years there will be a little bit of a shift in how teams look at certain types of players. And I thought it was interesting that Antonio Johnson, they told me like fourth or fifth, fourth at best, and probably more like a fifth. And I was just like, I just don't know that I can put him that far back. And so I think I put him third, fourth in my projections because my grade had him more of a second, third. The projection has him more that I put, and that just comes through teams as like fourth, fifth, and or third, fourth, and thinking, where do you go? Fifth?
Fifth, I think, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I guess they were right. Yeah.
All right, let's get Peter in here. He wants to cook. Let's see what Peter's cooking this morning. What's on the stove, Peter?
Hey, guys. I just wanted to play off what John said earlier about Anthony Davis, and I'm going to cook. Gilbert's Alexa will be on the injured list by the end of the year.
Gilbert's
Let him cook now!
See... Gilbert's Alexa. Well, you think that at any point Gilbert could attack it if it doesn't shut. If Alexis doesn't shut it down.
Yes, and we know we're saying Alexis. That's the way Gilbert
says it. That's the way Gilbert says it. If Alexis doesn't shut it down, Gilbert could attack it.
Yeah, but she's like, she could kill him.
Because she could
do is just stay on.
And yeah. And
Alexis! Alexis, turn off! Alexis! Listen to this. Does this sound like a man who's going to live through a battle against Alexis?
No. Alexis wins this one. There's no...
Go ahead, RJ. Let him see what it sounds like when Alexis is going in on Gilbert.
Alexis, turn off! Alexis, turn off!
You hear that? You
see, there's a desperation.
If she keeps going, reading a book or something, and she doesn't turn off, she could kill Gilbert.
No.
Alexis! Please, Alexis.
Who goes first, Alexis or Gilbert? I don't know. Pete seemed to think it was going to be Alexis bought it.
No.
I don't know.
Well, that's a battle between the nuclear cockroach and AI technology.
Yeah, right.
So I don't know. I mean, Gilbert's pretty unstoppable, but I don't feel like you're going to beat. I don't think you're going to beat AI. I just don't. AI is a huge favorite against any human.
But I don't know. I wouldn't put it past that nuclear cockroach, I can tell you that.
Because Gilbert's mechanisms of wearing people down, the big relentless, I don't think it's going to work on AI. It's just going to learn to get smarter, and it's going to learn what he doesn't like.
Although,
and keep doing that.
We saw the robot yesterday that worked 20 straight hours. It just collapsed.
You didn't see video of it. You just saw a story. We don't know if it's true.
It happened. Works 20 straight hours.
I didn't see it happen.
Okay. You don't think Alexis could collapse with the... the big relentless?
No. And here's the other thing. Unless it happened at Boston Dynamics, it didn't happen. Unless one of the Boston Dynamics robots got hurt, then I'm not buying it.
Well,
because those things do backflips. And
well, Alexis didn't come from there, so just be careful.
Yeah, that's true.
Be careful.
It came from Amazon.
Be careful.
It came from Amazon.
Yeah, well.
You know at some point, way sooner, we're going to have just a bunch of deliveries just simply by
robot?
By, well, the drones.
Yeah.
There's already, I think they already do some of that. But can we do... So one of the little things that I will get onto, one quick thing, the rabbit hole I'll get into is when people try to steal packages off the porch and it's set up, like people have traps for them or whatever, or they get instant justice or whatever.
Right.
Sometimes I'll get into those
they
rabbit
open
holes.
A box and the blue stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Shoots up yeah, in their face. Up. Or some of it, one guy tracked, like had a tracking device in it, and he wanted people to steal it, and then it just said, and it was some type of the police are headed to your place. And, like, the guy started freaking out because it's got a camera or it's got a – it was like a camera was inside this package. And that was a really good one. Another guy was booby-trapped and, like, his leg – this is a violent one. His leg, like
– what?
Yeah, it was like a booby-trap thing. At first, I thought it was
you
a
leave
shotgun.
A bomb on your
basically,
porch
basically, it was like a little
steal?
Like a tiny bomb, just like a tiny little – booby trap bomb, and this guy like knocked almost his whole pants off. And he's like, he ran to put the package back, or he didn't run, he limped. And I don't know, that's good. I'm to a point now, I think most people are, where if you're doing something really bad, I'm just so tired of seeing people do bad stuff that I hope terrible things happen to them.
Yeah,
I'm really like, I've gone full. No, I don't want to be Charles Bronson running around doing stuff, but I want to watch
it. Didn't Tillman teach you anything last week?
What do you mean?
About forgiving? Okay, what is wrong with you?
What do you mean Tillman taught me about forgiving? What did Tillman?
Don't you remember the press conference where Tillman said, oh, if you're not very Christian if you don't forgive, right?
Wait, what was that? Why did he say that?
Ime Udoka. You don't remember that?
Oh,
that
yeah.
Quote?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, so Tillman taught you nothing?
Well, that's if you want a good coach.
You forgive.
You're much more forgiving when the coach is good.
Okay.
They
so
didn't.
What Ime did is forgivable, but stealing a package off a porch isn't.
Let me ask you something.
Okay.
Does Tillman need to forgive him?
Yeah.
Tillman. For what? What did he do to Tillman?
No. He said if people, what about people out there that aren't very free? He said, well, then you're not very Christian.
Hey, let me
and
ask
you know what? I agree with Tillman. So forgive.
You know how
and
easy
forget.
It is to forgive somebody who didn't do anything to you? I forgive you for cheating on your wife. Now come, fix this basketball team. Look how easy that was for me.
It was easy.
Now,
but you know what? I agree with Tillman. Okay, forgiveness is a key to Christianity.
Can I ask you a quick question?
Yeah, okay.
Tell me about your forgiving nature when that guy jackhammered you in the lane, when he ran through the lane and didn't have...
I eventually forgave him when I got my insurance check. As soon as I get my insurance check, I'm going
to... Did you get out of your truck and forgive him? Your new electric truck. Were you forgiving Christian John?
Well, not at that point, but later. It doesn't say
drive
when you have
smooth,
to forgive. Ime took how many months for Ime for everybody to forgive Ime? Okay,
it just took a couple of interviews.
Okay,
it's Tillman, all like, you know what? I do forgive you. I'm just going to do the Christian thing.
That's right.
I forgive
and
you.
I forgive the
to
guy.
Coach my team.
I forgive the guy too.
You didn't forgive him.
I forgive
Did
him,
you call no. him and tell him?
No,
does he know you forgave him?
I don't have his number, but he will.
Are you going to hire him?
I'll say it on the air.
Okay, like Tillman, are you going to hire him to do some stuff?
As soon as I get my check, I haven't got it yet.
Are you going to hire him to do some stuff at your at your house?
He doesn't work.
Can he work for Wendy?
He doesn't like to work.
Can he work for Wendy?
He doesn't like to work. He's got, trust me, I saw his car. He doesn't like to work.
It's a work car.
It's not a work car. Yeah, I like to work. I like to work at on my golf game at T-Box Texas. And you, my friends, will also benefit from T-Box Texas because I can't play golf. I have to work for a living. Oh, really? Because you can play at night. Oh, really? Where can I play at night, John? Oh, T-Box. That's right. Down in Kima in the Clear Lake area. Yeah, you can go. All right, let's go. Get down there to T-Box. Enjoy hundreds of different golf courses on the simulators, 8 different simulators. And oh, by the way, they have multiple simulators that they can deliver to you for your party. If you have a party and you want a golf simulator there, just go to T-Box Texas, TEEBoxTexas.com. You're probably sitting in your car right now going, hey, we're going to have a party. That would be a great idea. I would love to have a golf simulator at my party. Well, you can rent it from T-Box Texas, or you can get to the bar, enjoy all the libations. You can enjoy all the televisions. You can enjoy the simulators, which are there for you to go play, have buddies over, have a party there, have a business meeting, or just go and play. All right. I don't care what the weather is outside. You can enjoy T-Box Texas. TEEBoxTexas.com.
ESPN 97.5.
I assumed you knew.
Veritex Community Bank Studios. This is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776. People are cooking today. It's Wednesday, so it used to be, you don't remember this, it was Prince Spaghetti Day. Wednesdays were Prince Spaghetti Days. You don't remember Prince Spaghetti. No. I think that might have been a Midwestern
thing. That's
Midwestern. Prince Spaghetti Day, and the kids in the street, kids running down the street.
Is it a can of spaghetti? And
hey, Johnny, it's dinner time. He's like, oh, it's Wednesday.
In the commercial?
Yeah, it's Prince Spaghetti Day. What is that? And he runs home. It's through, neighborhoods. Huh?
Is it a can of spaghetti?
No. It's a box of spaghetti. It's a box of spaghetti? Boil. Yeah.
Did anyone in your place ever make Chef Boyardee?
No, ever.
I was going to say.
You lose your Italian card.
Does anyone actually make?
My friends, the Smiths, they had 7 kids. And there was it was a crazy, crazy house. But they used to eat Chef Boyardee, and they liked it. And I was like, what is wrong with this? Is terrible. Growing up wrong.
Did your mom make raviolis?
No, she didn't make raviolis. My aunts did, but my mom didn't.
I was gonna say she's the Greek. She's probably like, I'm not doing this.
I ain't doing all that.
I'm not going this far.
No. She learned to cook Italian from my aunts, but
yeah.
No, she didn't make the raviolis.
But they made raviolis.
They made raviolis. Yeah.
That's when you know it's real.
Yeah.
By the way, Aaron Rodgers getting what he wants. Randall Cobb is gonna sign a 1-year deal with the Jets. So he is going to get Alan Lazard and Randall Cobb.
Yeah.
Like, he's going to get that. Unbelievable. And the Jets had to they had to give him a little bump with his contract, too, I found out.
Oh, my gosh.
So they had to renegotiate something. So, yeah. Aaron Rodgers, and they had to give up a ton.
What, Sterling Sharp wasn't available?
At least we're going to have our quarterback for a while. I mean, who knows how long they'll have Aaron Rodgers. It depends, although talking to Alonzo, he said Aaron Rodgers he goes, I guess it's a big deal in Green Bay now with some people in Green Bay media that Aaron Rodgers is out doing things in New York.
I know. He was at the game last night.
And he didn't do anything in Green Bay. He's like, what's there to do?
Right. What, is Jordy Nelson next?
I know.
Right?
Yeah, Jordy Nelson. See if they can trade for Christian Watson since he may have started to like him.
Well, maybe.
Robert Tonya? No, he's already with somebody else.
But come on, Randall, what is his infatuation with Randall Cobb?
It's his best friend. It's like you and Yanni trying to go places together.
I'm not. You know what? The last person I'd bring with me to New York, Yanni. Okay.
Why?
Because. Why?
You got a sweater vest?
I know. I want to make new friends.
The jacket vest?
I want to make new friends, not Yanni's. I don't need the Yanni's with me. Because then when Yanni comes, all the Yanni's come. Okay. The Greeks don't travel alone. Okay.
I know, they're travelers.
No, they're packs.
They're travelers. Yeah. I've already seen. Aren't the Greek the original gypsies?
Then Gus is going to come.
The gypsies are the Romanians, right?
Yeah, they're Roman. Romers.
They roam. Romanians.
No, the Greeks, though,
Greeks have kind of gypsy vibes to them sometimes, too, based on, I don't know what I'm basing that on, it just feels like it, with the olives.
Well,
and everything.
I mean, honestly, Greece is a Middle Eastern country. Okay? It really is.
Yeah.
Where am I? Turkey? No, I'm in Greece. I don't know. It's the same thing.
Always feels like caught between Italy and the Middle East.
In the Middle East, it is.
And it's just like we kind of have things from both.
Right.
We love olive oil. We also love, I don't know, what's Greek about it?
Kalamata olives.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, Greek, yeah, Akalamatalos
and
would feel
feta.
Like.
And we got feta, and we got grape leaves.
Yeah, they're very, yeah, grape leaves right off the bat. That's right. Also Lebanese.
Yeah. No, no, no. It's absolutely, all these things are Middle Eastern.
Yeah. Yeah. But pistachio.
No, that's different. Well,
it's a lasagna with white sauce.
It's lasagna without meat. It's like, come on, pick it up. Get a
you
better,
could add that.
You could add some Italian sausage to it, and then all of a sudden, you got a lasagna.
I told my wife the other day, I said, I want to make the kids, I think they'd like baked ziti. And I said, you know what, we could put, and I'm thinking of what they would like. I said, we could put, you know, Italian sausage in it, pepperoni for them. We could put chicken in it. And she's like, that's not baked ziti. I said, I don't care. I just want them to eat it.
Yeah.
I just want them to eat it. And I realized that's more like
all kinds of meats in it.
Yeah, it's, yeah.
That's what it is.
Yeah. What do you think, in Italy somewhere they have a meat lovers?
Mm.
No. But people like eating all the different types of meats. They like bacon. I'm sure the Italians aren't the ones who started bacon on pizza. That's our people who did that. Americans. We put bacon on stuff.
We do.
Name another country where they put bacon on things. Nowhere.
Canada. But no, they just copy
ham.
All our stuff.
That's ham.
Oh, yeah, they do.
They put ham on stuff, you know, which is fine.
And syrup.
Fine. Yeah, maple syrup.
They put maple syrup on everything.
Are we the only people who put cheese on everything, too?
Man.
I think that's what we're known for.
So this is why we're the greatest country in the world.
Bacon cheeseburger. Who would have ever come up with a bacon cheeseburger?
Oh, no, in Germany they do that, too.
They put cheese on a lot of stuff?
They put eggs on it. They put eggs on it.
Well, I didn't say eggs. I said cheese.
Yeah, right.
Do other countries put cheese on a lot of things? We are very known for putting cheese on things.
Yeah. No, we're very cheese-oriented.
The closest...
The last time we were in New York, we went to a really Jewish deli, really, really Jewish deli. I said, hey, I want a corned beef and put some cheese on it. And the guy looked at me and he said, I don't know if you know where you are.
He said,
yeah, we don't do cheese, okay?
What?
There's
at
no
all?
Cheese? You people don't do any
Not
cheese?
Not a slice of cheese?
Nothing, no. This is it's an authentic, an Orthodox Jewish deli.
I don't think you know where you are.
I don't think you know where you are. I'm pretty sure.
Oh, you know what then? No cheese, actually.
No cheese.
Make mine without cheese, actually.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, hold the cheese.
No problem.
Hold the cheese. Gary wants to cook.
Do you have any jalapenos I could get, sir?
Let's get some Gary in here cooking. What's up, chef?
Hey, what's up, guys? Just want to say Kenyon Green doesn't end the year as a starter. Sauce Gardner wins Defensive Player of the Year. And the Arizona Cardinals have two top three picks. And last year was Nick Caserio's last draft.
Mm. Ooh, man.
I said let him cook!
How ugly is all those things he just said?
He was this
Kenyon
cooking.
Green doesn't even end up as a starter.
He was cooking.
The Cardinals have the second and third
What
picks.
He basically said is Kenyon Green's going to stink, the Texans are going to stink, and Nick Caserio's fired. That's
fired.
All he told
yeah.
you. That's what I told you. He just told you that by saying what the Cardinals were going to have
yeah.
draft.
Yeah, two of the first three picks.
Now, wait a minute.
You know what?
Now, wait a minute.
I don't even want to.
Now, wait
would
a minute.
Hurt. That would
Are
hurt
you
so
going
bad.
To sit here and tell me that you don't think that what he just said has a shot?
Oh, okay. Is it the favorite?
No. Kenyon Green will finish the season as a starter. Now, I assume you don't mean due to injury, but he just said won't end the season as a starter. That improves the chances. There's no way the Texans are one of the three worst teams. DeMeco would never let that happen.
Okay, there's no way. So you're saying there's a chance.
It's a lock.
Okay. It's a lock.
It's a lock that they finish fourth worst or better. Well, that's what I'm
Well, do we go out there out there?
I think
you're way
finish.
Out there on that limb.
I think they're going to finish 29th or better.
Okay, name the three worst teams worse than
Arizona.
Them. Okay.
I will go Tampa. I think Tampa has no problems being terrible. And I will say
Atlanta?
No, I think Atlanta will be okay.
Panthers?
Maybe.
Really? With Bryce Young?
Is somebody going to be sneaky bad? Dolphins?
Dolphins?
Not Dolphins, but Patriots?
Oh, not that bad. Top, bottom three bad? No. The Rams?
Titans? No, not Titans.
Oh.
Rams? No. South.
Bears?
It might be us.
No, that's exactly
are
the point.
Are we the suckers?
You know what
the
everybody
table?
Else is going? Okay, Houston,
no.
Cardinals, Tampa. Yeah, those are the worst teams.
Ooh, yeah.
The Bears are going, you know what? We're going to be better at Houston.
I'll do Carolina.
Yeah.
I'll do Carolina or Atlanta.
So, I think listen, it's very difficult to find three worst teams. 7:59 ESPN. Ooh, 97.
I didn't like that game.
No, I hated that game.
I was like,
do you want to cook today? Let's go. 713-780-3776.
I didn't mean to cook there right there.
Ryan Leaf
we
joins
just need
us.
One more team to be worse. That's all.
And
then the Cardinals
three.
Will get 1-4.
Yeah. Ryan Leaf and Herm Edwards join us a little bit later in the show, so don't go anywhere. ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.